Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Jason Benetti, the voice of the White Sox and the voice of everything, is going to join us at 9:30. Jeff Sullivan of Fangraphs at 10, midday Midway at 11, and our new football friend, Dan Orlovsky.
How about that?
At 11:40. Yeah, nice job, Mitch Rosen.
Looking forward to talking with football with Dan. That's a guy who really knows how to break down the quarterback position.
Yes.
He's got kind of a man crush on Mitchell Trubisky, so we'll have to, you know, we'll get things evened out and, you know, rolled up.
It's one of those very satisfying things. We were just sort of talking as a show. We were planning our what is going to be, for just so you know, for Bears season, NFL season, extensive football coverage and making use of all of our stable of experts on this station, this show, and all shows on Sports Radio 670 are just going to be, you know, wall to wall. Hell, football season starts next week. Right? I mean, when the Bears...
I mean, they report that we're going to get all the best shape of their live stories in a couple of days.
Yep, they're moving into the dorms, they're bringing in televisions and BB guns and whatever they're,
they still
have.
Bring in all the TVs and everything like that.
Some do, yeah.
I guess the flat screens are easier to haul in there now.
Toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. That's the veteran move. You go to Walmart or Costco or wherever you got to go, and you get the sharp... I don't know if you're an ultra soft or ultra strong.
I've recently reshaped my game. I have completely rethought the entire approach.
You're either an ultra soft or an ultra strong, depending on your lifestyle.
Well,
it's a tribal thing, but we're an ultra soft family.
And it's the ripples. You got to find as many ripples as you possibly can in the sheet. That's what you're looking for. I found that out just a couple of months ago, and it's quite an ad.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All right. But Dan Orlovsky is going to be our guy. And when we had a meeting, they said, look, ideally, who would you want? And that was the first name at the top
of
our list. I don't
know
if you heard him when he joined us a couple of months ago talking football. And he was so good. And we finished up with that interview and said, wow, would it be great if we could have him as our expert on the Bernstein and McKnight show? And he is going to be that. So we're very excited about that. Now, I mentioned we have a lot of things to give away, and we do. We have three chances to win $1,000 via something as simple as a text keyword. So you got to be listening for those opportunities. When I give you the text keyword, you simply text it in and you might win. We also have two pairs of passes to meet Joe Maddon following our July 24th live broadcast from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage here on the 9th floor at Peru 2. So you have to be listening for that opportunity as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Like the Facebook page at the 670thescore.com page, or 670 The Score page, I should say. There's also Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com as part of that. A video feed. These cameras. Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
Directed by Brian Gertsch. We also have producers. They're Jay Zawoski.
Quincy Brown, the pride of New York City and a regular on the television musical drama Star.
Uh-oh. Easy there, Hawk. Oh, my God. I hit him in the head. Oh, Hawk. What just happened, Hawk? Oh, my. Andre Dawson.
Wait, check out this replay, because you know the Hawk is tremendous in right.
I knew it.
First base.
He pulled
the Canseco. Went right off the head.
What was it? This is a celebrity softball game? With all the nonsense going on?
I thought you said you watched.
I watched the first inning, and I saw Bill Nye strike out, and I said to myself, self, that'll do it. Probably time to hang up.
You didn't see playing first base Andre Dawson have the ball go off his head?
It skipped off his head?
It didn't skip. It landed directly.
It was an homage to Terry.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we needed a book.
It was definitely. Well, I believe that Terry's softball season in Tampa did involve him getting hit in the head multiple times. So I think that is the Hawk, Andre Dawson, just with an artistic homage to our friend Terry. So we mentioned that to him. On the board is Rick Camp.
This one's coming up a little shy for Schwarber. Has had a couple of postseason heroic-type moments.
Hit five home runs in the postseason in 2015, and that's a bomb.
Javier, you're saying hands?
Ham. I don't know. We used to at the Cubs.
Is that
hey,
short
keep
for
saying
like,
it. It's
yeah.
working.
Yeah, every
keep
time, every time we get, we make good contact, we go, Ham.
Ham. Again, it is difficult for a native Spanish speaker to end a word with an M. It is not something you grow up doing.
Right, but at the
You're
same time,
you're taking the fun out of ham.
Remember,
he's saying ham. It's coming out like hen because it's very difficult
like
for
ham.
Native.
But remember, we had our brick house, the first one, right,
yes.
with Ian Happ and with Luke Farrell and with Javi Baez.
Right.
I asked Ian what often is said to him by Chili Davis. Like, what one word, what phrase, what thing does he keep on yelling at you about?
Like mantra.
And
yes.
it was bam. It wasn't
right.
ham. It wasn't hen. Ian said that it was bam. And Javi, we asked Javi, do you hear bam a lot? No, he doesn't really tell me anything. But now we've got this entire new mythos in between Cubs hitters and Chili Davis,
saying,
and now it's ham. It's like we're just inventing three-letter words that Chili Davis is screaming at people while they're hitting.
We go, ham.
Okay.
But Ian said it was bam.
Well, maybe for Ian it's bam. He's got that's how Chili reaches individual hitters. Or maybe it's ban.
I'd be more motivated by food. Just a thought.
But I don't think they mean ham the food.
No,
or the radio. I think they mean ham as in the acronym for hard as a MF-er.
Ham.
All right. Well, whatever it is, it's fun. And then
keep it working.
I didn't quite get these. Is that it's actually Roberto Clemente's jacket that he was wearing,
it
right?
It looked like it.
So that was his jacket from 1970 something, and
I was terrified he was going to rip the thing putting it on stage.
Yeah, because it was a little small.
It was a tiny bit small.
A little small. He's a little more swole.
It wasn't
I
like
think.
Fat guy in a little coat or anything, but it was a little small.
Yeah, but he could rock that. I mean, Javi can do no wrong.
What's old is new again, first off. So that pattern and the whole like leather lining thing, you know, it's a good look.
I know we've got Jason Benetti coming up, but this is my – I allow me this.
You're forgetting about Ray?
Yeah, I'm forgetting about Ray.
Only the third player to win in front of your home crowd. How much did that mean?
Oh, unbelievable. I freaking love this crowd. Every single night they come out and support us. Watch the Nationals, baby. Let's go. Nice job.
Good effort. To whom is he saying they say the crowd? Good job, crowding.
Good job,
go.
Crowd.
Nice job.
Nice job, crowd. Way to go.
I'm glad you watched the Derby last night.
Did.
I'm glad you enjoyed
nice
it.
Nice job.
There were some thrills. There was some last-minute heroics, I guess, if you consider anything like that heroic. We ask over and over again for our athletes, specifically baseball players, because of – you know, the old school push against it and the Mike Matheny thing that is now gone from St. Louis. But this old school, right, play the game the right way, just like you've always hit a home run, all that kind of stuff. We want celebration from our athletes, right? We're asking for bat flips and we want some flavor and swag and stuff. You just kind of remind yourself that as you ask for that from each and every player, sometimes when you put a microphone in front of these guys, you come up with what you got from Bryce Harper. Sometimes the flash and sizzle is in the action and the hair flips and the hat coming off and the dad with the swole out body and a beard that looks like it was clearly done in Just for Men the night before.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, you put a microphone in front of a player and you get, I freaking love this crowd, man. Nice job.
Yeah, there. That,
all right, Bryce.
You can see that the testosterone is strong in that family.
My
right?
word.
The dad, he looks like.
He's glistening.
It's like Bluto. Or
his beard looked like it looked in the movie 300. It was like just tricked out, and he was like kind of glistening in the sun and the evening lights there in Washington.
Yeah, that was the dad looks like some sort of embodiment of testosterone and protein.
I was very glad that MLB was able to find him the medium jersey that he could wear to throw BP to Bryce Harper, to his son.
And he's throwing hard, and he's just like
real hard.
And that. Do you get mad? Like, Dad, throw it better.
How do you make that body throw a baseball? It's like watching Frank Thomas
throw. It's like
throw.
A pitching machine.
It's like
yeah.
just this wine chuck kind of thing.
For BP, that's okay. It should be a short arm swing.
Right, yeah.
And that's why catchers make really good batting practice pitchers generally.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a very short arm swing, like those great
like Chief, like Mark Salas, just whipping it from behind the ear the whole time.
Those are the pitching machines that are always better to hit off of, the ones that do have that rotating arm that flings the ball rather
than the flipper.
Rather than the jugs
right.
Guns that shoot it out between the two wheels. The
See,
wheels.
And this is why I can't go play derby at Sluggers anymore next to the ballpark, because they changed the whole apparatus. Have you seen that?
No.
Now they've got the jugs machines now.
I don't like
it. It's nicer in there. They scraped a lot of the vomit off the floor, so that's kind of nice.
But that's the whole character.
They've removed – No. They removed the layer, the thin layer of beer and vomit to reveal a new layer of beer and vomit.
Oh,
so they've
okay.
got that kind of scraped off.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a
it's
new
like restoring
fresh
a
layer.
Painting.
It's exactly. Yeah, they find okay. the original layers, the Harry Carey layers, as it were. But yeah, the flippers are gone. It's now the jugs machine. It's nice. It actually works. You
this
put
is
a thing in the machine and it actually spits balls at you, but this it's not as fun. What?
The texters are killing me right now. It says this, yes, the 630, you nailed it. His dad is Wooly Willy. You know, you're Wooly Willy?
Wooly Willy?
Yes. When you were
as long as you ask Terry about it in transition.
Did you ever the iron filings?
Oh,
the guy
yeah.
and you take the
I know this thing.
You get the magnet thing and
sure.
you make the beard on the and he's
or
bald.
You,
he's
or gonna, you rip the back open and you spread it all over your grandfather's carpet and then he gets mad at you because the vacuum cleaner will not pick those iron filings up. They just stay in there for years.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I was like 7. I didn't know what the
you
hell I was doing.
The back of it and let the
I
iron kinda, filings
I stabbed
out?
Through it a little bit. I was a little too aggressive with the Wooly Willy, as it were. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was a mistake. It was a mistake.
847 says Bryce Harper's dad looks like the cook from Wet Hot American Summer.
He looks. Yes.
608 says he looks like the Zangief character in Street Fighter II.
Yeah, Zangief. I think he was in Street Fighter 1, too. He's the guy with the short shorts and the,
okay, yeah.
the tattoo job. Short guy. I don't know where he's supposed to be from, though.
He's Russian, you idiot.
Is he Russian?
Yes.
I can't remember Street Fighter 2. I was a Mortal Kombat guy. I did not play a lot of Street Fighter.
Zangief. He was Russian.
He was Russian? There you go.
He wasn't Vodka Drunkinsky, who then became Soda Popinski, right? Different guy? But
no,
that was Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, Zangief. There he is. But he had a little mohawk thing going on. Zangief.
I mean, in fairness, we don't know what kind of salad his dad was rocking. Bryce has quite the hair.
My guess, when you're talking...
Very bald.
Yes. When you're talking that level of testosterone...
Alarmingly bald.
...coursing through your veins, naturally, when you come from that the Harper stock, I guarantee you he's the balding virile type.
The Harper's grocery trip is just straight to the GNC. There's no Jewel... There's no Kroger. It's just GNC. That's it. That's all they buy the food from.
Right. It's like their shopping list just says like
energy chews, creatine.
they're constantly, even as a little kid, instead of formula, they had one of those blender bottle shaker
with
things.
With the shaker on it. Son, you've graduated to the large shaker bottle. Congratulations.
Right. They never gave Bryce Enfamil. They just immediately gave him the creatine shakes. Like that. What was the obese baby we were looking at before the other day?
Rick Camp. Looking at
No. Rick Camp.
Shockingly, no. I was not that large of a baby.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really start getting to the point where
body.
It was. I didn't get problematically large until pretty much working here.
And by the 515 texter says for Contreras, Chili Davis yells clam. For Schwarber, slam. For Zobrist, he says jam. And then for Hayward, it's go get him, buckaroo, because he ran out of rhyming words. There could be Siam. I mean, there's anything.
Spam?
Yes.
That's for the
spam podcast. Baked beans and spam. Spam sausage and spam.
Bryce's dad looks like Brian Wilson and Kurt Angle had a baby. 309.
Yeah, that's like your friend's scary dad.
Yes.
Right? It's time to carpool.
You know, we're clearly don't upset him because it's only a long sliding scale down into mania.
Right, it's like who's picking you up from baseball practice? Oh, Mr. Harper is going to bring you home.
He's not board slices, damn it! Protein bars and energy shakes.
Doesn't even drive. He just carries everyone on his shoulders and his back, and he just kind of lurches around, yelling at everyone.
You're expecting Capri Suns, and it's just a box of raw meat.
It's a pre-workout
drink,
of protein shake, and Tang.
No water. Just eat the powder.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah, the cool thing about my television is whenever I turn it on, Jason Benetti's on it somewhere. I think there's like he inserts himself now into whatever I'm watching. There's he'll just
whether it's reality cooking shows.
Oh, like an old episode of MASH.
Sing-offs.
He'll be in the back of the Officers Club.
Just Soul sort of Train. Sitting, doesn't matter.
Yeah, no matter with my television, no matter what you turn on, Jason Benetti somehow ends up in it. He is sportscasting Zelig, and he is with us on Sports Radio 670. You find him on Twitter at Jason Benetti. It looked like you were really enjoying yourself last night.
Well, first of all, I was just in back doing meatball surgery with Hawkeye, so give me a second to refresh here.
We may be drunk, but we're the best damn doctors in Korea.
It's true, even though we all change out every couple seasons.
Right, they're completely different people who keep showing up. Correct.
I'm telling you, Dan, I had never been to a home run derby, and you watch it, and it's fun sometimes. Being there makes you want to go every year. No joke. It was great fun, especially with the hometown guy doing what he did. It was an electric atmosphere. I really enjoyed it, and I didn't think I'd enjoy myself as much as I did.
What do you think drew you most to it? What do you think, like, when they asked and they called Jason Benetti and said, hey, do you want to come do this spectacle sort of thing? What was the thing that you knew you could get done in broadcasting that and kind of presenting it?
Oh, no, I like the idea that it was the second screen and we could have a little fun. For me, watching it yesterday, seeing those guys enjoying each other's performances, like watching Reese Hoskins pumping up the crowd as he was losing, is intriguing to me. I think they all appreciate what each other's doing more than we see on a day-to-day basis on the field in regular season play.
When you say the freedom of the second screen, is that something philosophically that you and the producers talk about? Is it because it's an alternative, because it's a second option that gives you the latitude to be a little free and easy with it, and that's part of the strategy?
I think so. I think when they do the mega cast and you see Bill Walton dressed up as Uncle Sam and Jay Billis together talking about football, that's as loose as you get. This was a little more straightforward, but... You know, we had Bill Nye, the science guy, on for a while, which is a pretty random thing you can say. It is philosophical. We talked about being as loose as we wanted to be and, you know, kind of let the event speak for itself while we have a good time with it.
So, obviously, being 33 years old just a couple of days ago, I grew up watching Bill Nye, you know, quite a bit of Bill Nye, really. I think, actually, science teachers just kind of checked out of lessons and just put on Bill Nye. Is it true that he actually sent it to break at one point, Jason, during the broadcast?
No, that's not true. Because
okay.
He sent it to break three times. And then, after doing that, we came back from the commercial, and he asked me a science question. And I said, just because you're dabbling in play-by-play doesn't mean I have to answer the science questions now.
What was the science question?
I don't remember. Okay. It was a science question from Bill Nye. I was like, how am I scared?
He's intimidated by the giant pulsating brain of Bill Nye. That's why
pulsating bow tie.
Yeah, he has to. Well, the bow tie holds in the brain waves because people don't realize this. If you undo the bow tie, he becomes an idiot because it all leaks out.
Interesting. What a weird escape hatch to build into that thing.
I love the, and now I've come around to it, because I used to be one of these idiots who just sort of didn't really like all of celebrating the fun of the game rather than the game itself. I guess I can't even describe why I was kind of turned off by the antics of the home run derby and now I just adore it. And maybe it's old age, and maybe it's just the fact that it's a dumb game anyway. You're hitting a ball with a stick. Why not make it fun? And there was actually I think they finally figured out the format that creates the most drama and entertainment. They got it right.
I think so too. And how great was it last night? You have Bryce Harper's dad getting tight with about a minute and a half to go, right? Like, he wants it so bad for his kid that he starts throwing the ball in the batter's box. I mean, it was watching Bryce Harper's reaction and knowing him a little bit more than the average person, because I had him in AAA and I know how competitive he is and even was then. and how smart of a guy he actually is that people don't see. And to know that he feels like he was built for this scenario and watch it actually play out, I thought was thrilling.
So I know you know Bryce at least fairly well from AAA stuff. And I wonder, you know, as he has the first half that he had with a batting average that he talked about, you know, in press conferences and everything leading up to the event, I guess, at 214, and just his realization that, well, that sucks, but I have other things that prop me up. I have other, you know, kind of numbers and performances that kind of backed me up some. Is this something where, you know, you get an athlete, as much as this is an exhibition, where something like this is an extra weight? Not that it necessarily changes or alters or hurts you one way or the other, but just an extra weight that maybe laid on him for a little bit longer than it could have?
I don't know about that. I'm glad you brought up, though, the effect on these players, because Mike Petriello in our broadcast gave us some numbers about how the average All-Star and the Home Run Derby All-Star have exactly the same second half WOBA over some period of time. Mm-hmm. So that's all gone. But when it comes to Bryce Harper, I mean, he's beloved in a lot of circles in Washington, and I can understand why random executives don't think he's a winner. I think they're wrong. I think they're really wrong. But, you know, does this do anything for the crowd that thought he was not the player that some people think? I don't know if this sways the anti-Bryce Harper people, but maybe it puts him in a little bit better of a place. Or it could just be a big, hey, one-finger salute to everybody who thinks that he's done.
When we were talking about players and style and expressiveness, I'm wondering about the future of the White Sox, because we know that really their guy who does that now is Yolmer. That Yolmer, yes. Sanchez is sort of the personality of the team.
He's the heartbeat.
In more of a quirky way, just sort of, he's more of a baseball eccentric in some ways. More of like a Jay Johnstone type, perhaps, than he is like one of these guys, you know, like Baez. But as far as the guys coming up, being around them, I'm just wondering how electric, to use your word, when the White Sox are what they believe they're going to be. Is it going to be Eloy? Is it going to be a shirtless Luis Robert? I mean, what's really going to make this team sizzle in the way that we're starting to feel good baseball team sizzle?
So batting it down the road a little bit, in whenever it is that he comes up, my guess would be, and I actually wouldn't have a second place competitor that I think is close at this point, just getting to know the personalities, and that may change. But Eloy Jimenez is that guy. I mean, you talk to him and you see the acuity he has, not only for baseball, but for handling himself and how he wants to be a star. I think there's going to be, if he becomes what we think he's going to become, there's going to be some brand neon power coming off of him. I think he radiates much more than some other folks that we've seen. I think he is in a class by himself in the way he handles himself. And I can't wait to see that at the major league level, because if the talent shines like we think it's going to, his personality will be a doubler or a tripler of that.
So, Jason, talk with Jason Benetti, by the way, the TV voice of the White Sox here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, though you probably knew the voice because you hear it everywhere. Home Run Derby aside, going back to the first half that the White Sox had, I think amidst some of the issues that the team has had, we've kind of lost track. Some have lost track of Carlos Rodon coming back and throwing in June and July. He has had some pretty stellar starts, and the starts where he hasn't been good have looked like Carlos Rodon looks bad, which to me is almost a good thing because it's usual, it's normal, that's Carlos. How have your conversations with him, how does he look different both on the mound and off the mound to you now that he's come back from a fairly serious issue?
Well, he's extremely competitive, we knew that, and now he's healthy enough to let that pour out, but I was impressed by the fact that he's throwing his changeup almost as much as his slider. Last couple starts, we've seen a lot of changeup from him, And when he was drafted, it was, hey, the slider's the wipeout pitch, and rightfully so. But his changeup looks really good. So you pair that with the fastball-slider combination, and yes, he's had it before, but he's not gotten the swings and misses and the awkward-looking swings and misses on it that he's gotten recently. So that's the headliner for me right now for him.
Okay, before we let you go, give us some sights and sounds from where you are, from behind the scenes, of what's entertained you as a baseball fan, not just what we're seeing on our TV, but conversations you've had, little moments, or sometimes you walk in a room and you just see a gathering of people that maybe you didn't think would be juxtaposed in quite that way. What's brought a smile to your face?
So I was outside. Who was in town? I think it was Oakland. I was outside standing by the railing of the dugout within the last couple weeks, and I was talking to, it was Ray Fossey. I was talking to Ray Fossey, and I was talking to Intrepid reporter Chuck Garfine, and we were just having this conversation, and this huge scream comes from the clubhouse, huge scream, and we all kind of looked at each other and said, oh, Mexico scored. The World Cup as a galvanizing presence, it's a little trite for me to say, but just the sheer reaction of it is awesome. And the way it brings guys who typically don't talk to each other routinely together is very neat. But it's not just that. It's the reactions. Like Luis Sierra, who's one of the batting practice coaches for the Sox. Colombia is playing in the World Cup, and he has Colombian roots. And when they end up losing in that penalty shootout, if he was crestfallen, then he just basically turned the TV off and said, all right, let's go. Let's go out and play baseball. I thought it was really neat. That was the same day that we were watching and England was taking a penalty kick, and this guy gets zoomed in on, and Joaquin Soria looks at the TV and goes, it's Engel. And the guy looked exactly like Adam Engel. So we did the split screen on the telecast that night. Kieran something or other on the English soccer side. But that type of thing, for me, is great fun. Yolmer Sanchez, by the way, is what you see every moment. Like, in the clubhouse, he's always messing with somebody. Always. It's truly outstanding. He has no battery loss. Ever. I don't understand it. I don't know how he sleeps.
He's got young kids, too.
He does. Little Noah, who's always... By the way, you walk through the tunnel, going to the parking lot... Little Noah's always out there running around like crazy, too. So I don't know what's in the Sanchez family pantry, but it's there's some pep in that step.
Yeah, remember those moments when you see those kids, too, because you're not going to believe how fast the time goes from when you start seeing those names in the draft, in the minors, in the majors, and you blink, and you're like, holy crap. Last time I saw that kid, he was, you know, running around with a toy truck in the clubhouse. You know, I remember when Tim Raines' kid was around Little Rock, and he was, I want to say he was like 7 years old, and he takes his shirt off, and he's ripped. I mean, absolutely, like an action figure. This is a kid, and you understand that when you're the genetic lottery is good for some people. It's like we're talking about Bryce Harper. Like, did you get to spend any time around Ron Harper? Not our friend Ron Harper, but Bryce's dad.
Miami, Ohio.
Yeah, a long time ago, but not this weekend, no.
Oh, okay, because that's a frightening looking man. We were saying that, like, Bryce was the guy who had scary dad when it was like, take the kids home from practice. That's like, okay, Mr. Harper.
No, Ron was pretty, you could tell he was getting tense, and it was because he does not like losing, and him being involved in his son's losing is basically Room 101 stuff from 1984. Like, that's his worst nightmare.
Well,
But before I, you asked about the kids.
Yeah.
When I was in the minors, Johnny Estrada was rehabbing against one of the teams I was calling games for. And remember the catcher, Johnny Estrada?
Yeah.
Big, big dude. So Johnny Estrada's kid is there, and he must have been 5 or 6. Huge dude. Little 5 or 6 year old little Estrada. And he was hitting the ball as far as you could ever see a 6-year-old hit the ball. That one has not panned out. I thought maybe like little Johnny Estrada was going to be in the minors and I'd be able to relay that, but this is my only opportunity for that because I don't think he's a baseball player.
Jason Benetti, outstanding. We'll let you get some rest because this is it's supposed to be your time to get some downtime, but there's never any downtime when you're on every channel. So
sorry. It's basically, look up the John Ritter movie, Stay Tuned, from the 80s. He ends up in all these TV shows, and it's like terrifying for him and whatnot, and campy and awful. Look it up. That's kind of what you're describing.
That's our production staff, campy and awful. And the fact that you went from George Orwell to John Ritter in consecutive answers is quite the achievement.
Very 80s.
Leave it to this
what
guy.
What do I win?
Nothing. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Jason Benetti, the voice of the White Sox. Always fun. And coming up in just a little bit, it's going to be Jeff Sullivan, who's going to join us with halfway through the season baseball information. We'll find out what he's noticing, a professional noticer of things.
Yeah, plus he wrote up the precedents for a Manny Machado trade, the one that is so close and on the way and tangible and mystery team and the whole deal. He wrote that up as well.
Wait, do we have a mystery team?
Not yet. Oh, okay. Not yet. We are close to mystery team. I'm feeling it, too. This feels like a morning for mystery team.
I thought you were breaking some news. So we're not really at the precipice of the deal until mystery team is involved.
I feel like we're getting close.
Okay, good. He's
we do have medicals. We might have medicals.
Exchanges of medicals.
We could have some news when we come back.
All right, so keep it here. You've got the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Manny Machado is going to try to bring the team a ring, and I think he's going to have that opportunity maybe by end of business today.
Got to get to a team that's not 35 games under 500.
This segment brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. So reset the landscape right now.
Can I read you some news? Buster Olney has been tweeting this out, and I think it was John Heyman had it almost done to the Phillies last night and then done to the Dodgers the next morning, but Olney's latest, and this is a couple of minutes ago, right in the middle of our conversation with Jason Benetti. The Orioles have a structure of a deal in place and are going through the medicals and paperwork portion of the transaction. The Dodgers have been very interested in their pursuit of Machado, as have the Phillies and other teams, but this is not finished yet. However, we are nearing the point where medicals are being exchanged. And I bring this up because it is not it's not a non-zero factor in this trade. The Orioles have a legendary medical threshold. The bar for their physical tests, the bar for their need to see clean medicals and stuff,
okay,
is gone back for through the Peter Angelos years, like 20 years or so. These are like Navy SEAL type tests. These are this. Yes. Read about
wow.
Stark wrote this up, I think, a couple of weeks ago about their history of contracts and free agents and bringing guys in and shipping guys out. They're going to be desperate. They're going to be absolutely desperate to have to move Machado for the right kinds of prospects and the right kinds of major league type players if they're, you know, young and controllable and all that good stuff. They want the pitching. They got to have the pitching. But you're going to have to clear that kind of thing. And we'll see exactly who gets to pull the strings somewhat in this Manny Machado deal, whether that's Brady Anderson or whether it's the Angeloses themselves, the two sons of Peter who have been kind of running a number of things, or whether it's Duquette, because there's been a history, a precedent on how they operate with medicals over the past 20 years.
How can it be that consistently? So 20 years of Navy SEAL
more or less.
All right. I mean, I understand a reasonable amount, but who is it that told me this? There is you can talk yourself. If you ask enough questions of your doctors, you can talk yourself out of any trade or draft pick or acquisition.
Especially if you're looking at pitchers.
Right. All pitchers are hurt.
All of them.
It's just a matter of how.
I mean, look at anybody in a rotation. Anybody at the top of a major league rotation who's been doing it for 4 or 5 years, at the minimum, they've got something floating around in their elbow. They got loose bodies. They got, you know, all that kind of bone spur stuff. Everybody's dealing with that thing.
This segment was brought to you by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins to resorts. Hotels.com's deals come with access to instant savings, too. Hotels.com, you do you and get rewarded. Instant savings available on select properties. Jeff Sullivan has the Manny Machado trade precedent, the structure, the geometry of this kind of deal. All that and a lot more baseball information and fun coming your way on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.